With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich heritage of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll focus on American Independence Day while also recognizing other national celebrations in Canada and France this month, with sacred choral and organ music from all three nations. Great pieces by a variety of composers and performers. And we'll begin with stirring organ music by Dudley Buck, a prominent organist, composer, and teacher through the second half of the 19th century. From his Grand Sonata in E-flat, we'll hear the concluding movement, a fugue based on the patriotic tune Hail Columbia. Justin Hartz plays the organ in the Grand Ballroom of Longwood Gardens near Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Richard Webster led musicians from the parish of St. Luke in Evanston in his own arrangement of the hymn, O Beautiful for Spacious Skies. We began with the Allegro Maestoso and Fugue on Hail Columbia from the Grand Sonata in E-flat by Dudley Buck. Justin Hartz performed at Longwood Gardens in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. The folk tune Holy Manna was paired with the text Brethren We Have Met to Worship in the early 19th century. We'll hear it in an arrangement by Mac Wilberg, who leads the men of the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. The hymn Brethren We Have Met to Worship in an arrangement by Mac Wilberg, who conducted the men of the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We continue with music from colonial America, written by one of the fathers of truly American music, William Billings, who lived from 1746 to 1800. Be Glad Then America begins with somber Old Testament references and a plea to God for deliverance, which leads to an exuberant celebration of the gifts he has bestowed on the land. We'll hear a performance by Gloria de Cantoris, directed by Elizabeth Patterson.
Oh.
The hymn God of Our Fathers was written in 1876 to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. We heard the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square, led by Richard Conde. Alexander Schreiner played the organ. Earlier, Elizabeth Patterson led Gloriae Dei Cantoris in Be Glad Then America by pioneering American choral composer William Billings. Canada Day, celebrated on July 1st each year, commemorates the anniversary of the Confederation of Canada on July 1st, 1867. In honor of that day, we'll hear A Royal Canadian Fanfare, written and performed by Canadian composer Rachel Laurent, who plays the Cassavant organ at St. Clement Parish in Ottawa. Rachel Laurent performed her own composition, A Royal Canadian Fanfare, on the Canadian-built Cassavant organ at St. Clement Parish in Ottawa. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Two more pieces of Canadian provenance are coming up from the pen of the Dean of Canadian Composers, Healy Willen, who lived from 1880 to 1968. Of his nearly 800 compositions, the majority involved the voice in some way. We'll listen to two of his choral works, first a lovely short motet, Oh How Glorious, sung by the Alora Singers, directed by Noel Edison.
Thank you.
two pieces by Healy Willen in honor of Canada Day. We just heard Christ Hath a Garden, and earlier, Oh How Glorious. The Alora Singers performed under the direction of Noel Edison. The hymn tune McKee was adapted by Harry T. Burley in 1935 from an African-American spiritual to set the text In Christ There Is No East or West, which dates from 1908. The Cathedral Choral Society is led by J. Riley Lewis. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, sung to the tune Nettleton, was arranged by James Q. Mulholland and performed by the Cathedral Choir of Christ Church Cathedral, Louisville, Kentucky. Robert Bozeman conducted. Before that, we heard the Cathedral Choral Society of Washington, D.C. sing In Christ There Is No East or West. J. Riley Lewis conducted. New York City music educator Peter J. Wilhowsky's most famous piece, an arrangement of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, has stirred generations of Americans. We'll hear it sung by the men's chorus of Brigham Young University. Mac Wilberg conducts. Thank you. The Brigham Young University Men's Chorus sang the famous arrangement of the Battle Hymn of the Republic by Peter J. Wilhowsky. Mac Wahlberg conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Two more American songs of faith are coming up. First, we'll hear a sweet arrangement by John Ferguson of the hymn Jesus Loves Me, originally composed by William Bradbury. Anton Armstrong leads the American Boy Choir, joined by the St. Olaf Choir.
Thank you.
Softly and Tenderly, arranged by Alice Parker, was performed by the Alumni Chorus of the American Boy Choir. James Litton conducted. Earlier, the American Boy Choir and St. Olaf Choir jointly sang John Ferguson's arrangement of the Hymn of Simple Faith, Jesus Loves Me. Anton Armstrong directed. Bastille Day, July 14th, is the great national holiday in France commemorating the storming of the Bastille in 1789. In honor of that day, we'll hear some festive music from mid-19th century France, the Bolero de Concert by then-popular composer and organist Louis-James Lefebvre-Vailly. Jason Alden performs on the Jugé Sinclair organ at Christ the King Catholic Church in Dallas. Music of Lefebvre Vallée. We heard Jason Alden perform Bolero de Concert, Opus 166, on the French-inspired Jugé Sinclair organ at Christ the King Catholic Church in Dallas. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to celebrate the 4th of July in the U.S. and national holidays of France and Canada. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and now Instagram. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.